This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That's the foursome. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it is our entertainment insider from Fox 5, Kevin McCarthy. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, my Papa Rick's CC felt Rick CC.
Today's a more casual Friday for you. Last week you had the suit and tie and you had the pocket square.
What's going with today? Some weird jacket?
Admittedly, I've been up all night. I mean, Lauren and I just got two new puppies, so I've been up all night taking them out. And then I just, in a weird way, I'm actually thankful that I was able to watch the movie I just watched prior to coming on here, the new Tom Hanks film, which is called Greyhound. It's a World War II film. Yeah. It's on Apple TV this weekend. I just finished it 5 minutes ago, which I wouldn't have been able to do if I was traveling or whatever. So in that regard, it's the reason I'm in this is because I've been watching movies.
And he, by the way, Tom Hanks, I think, expressed real disappointment that it didn't hit the theaters.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a theatrical film, you can tell. It's a big, big World War II. It's only 90 minutes, actually. It's a super lean film. Tom Hanks wrote it, and essentially you're dealing with a U.S. Navy captain who's commanding a ship, and he's kind of inexperienced. This is like his first time going across this area called the Black Pit. And essentially he's leading an Allied convoy against Nazi U-boat wolf packs. And it's a really super intense 90-minute film that's all done through dialogue and explosions and the way they do it. One thing I found interesting about the film is they do have to use a lot of CGI because they're recreating a battle from World War II, but it is well done. I thought the CGI was going to be distracting. I thought it was going to be too over the top, and it actually worked. I mean, I think the film at the beginning, a little bit exposition-y, a little bit over-explanatory to the audience, but overall, I think once it gets into the intense nitty-gritty of the actual battle sequences, Tom Hanks does a great job. And we all saw him, in Captain Phillips. We've seen him in so many films that deal with battle situations. Obviously, Saving Private Ryan, probably the most iconic time he's ever been in a World War II scenario. But it's very well done. I actually was very impressed with that. I was kind of worried about it, how it was going to play on my computer through Apple TV, and it worked. I mean, it was very well done. I was super engaged in it, very intense. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I do recommend it. This weekend, for people who aren't aware, there's so many things coming out on streaming. It's almost feels like another new movie weekend.
Really?
Feels like we're kind of like
what
back.
Do we have?
Yeah. There's three gigantic films hitting three gigantic streaming platforms.
Gigantic?
So Greyhound,
I'm going to guess one of them's not gigantic, but go ahead.
Okay, all right. Let's use two of them are larger films. One of them's more of a smaller film.
Well, I mean, the Tom Hanks movie's pretty big. So you've got the Tom Hanks on Apple, and I think you've got Old Guard on Netflix. Why don't you talk about that one? Because I think Netflix is the most popular platform.
Yeah, so I gave Greyhound a 4, and I will tell people this. It is on Apple TV. Obviously, that requires subscription and elements like that. So that's not a VOD film. You can't just go to Amazon, or you can't go to Apple. I mean, you can't go to like Amazon or Vudu and just rent or buy the film. It's through Apple TV specifically. Old Guard, as you mentioned, this is a Charlize Theron action film. The concept here is that I know you guys are going to be turned off by the initial idea of this, but it's a group of immortals that are leading essentially a modern day crusade against like essentially bad people. They're going after people who kidnap children, going after people in war zones, but they're immortal. So Charlize Theron is the leader of this immortal old guard, and essentially they can't die, but at some point they will die. So they essentially reset when they get killed. So like not Edge of Tomorrow style where you relive the same day, but in the sense of like, let's say you get killed in a sequence.
Like they're reincarnated.
Right, you regenerate in that moment. It's cool. I mean, there's, you know who directed this movie? You guys will actually be surprised. It was the director of Love and Basketball. And it's a much different scope and genre. I spoke to her yesterday. I think it's Gina Prince Bythewood, and she's a really, really talented filmmaker. And she, you know, Love and Basketball, we've all seen, we all love. This is a gigantic jump in genre, but Charlize Theron's the star of this movie, of Kiki Lane. I thought it was okay. I mean, for me, I thought the dialogue and the soundtrack were just not on point. I thought dialogue felt like it was scripted. I thought the soundtrack was completely out of place regarding the tone of what we were watching in the film. Action-wise, it's insane. Like, there are great action scenes in the film. The problem is the overall film feels way too long. I gave it a 3. It's fine. It's worth a Netflix watch if you're home watching it. Do you guys ever watch the movie with Chris Hemsworth called Extraction?
Yes, Richie. Yes,
all right, so you guys know that film, I think, is a better version of the action you're going to see in this movie. So The Old Guard is on Netflix this weekend. That's a 3 out of 5. I would have recommended seeing something like that in a theater, but Greyhound's a better theatrical experience. If theaters were open, that's where I would have gone with that.
Surprised Charlize Theron would do a movie that's mediocre, but I'm sure she's done other mediocre movies.
Got to get that paycheck.
This, but you got a lot of actors. And this is something I've discussed before. Like, when you're watching movies, like, these actors go to set, their entire performance can be changed in the edit. Like, there are, like, so many ways an actor can go on a set, make a movie, and then a different film comes out. You know what I mean? Like, so I think Charlize Theron, I think the script for this film maybe just didn't connect as the final product, and it probably connected with her a little bit differently when she read it. I'm assuming it was fine. I mean, it was fine.
You also wanted to talk about Palm Springs, which is on Hulu. Yeah. I believe Cakes has Hulu. I don't have it.
Best movie of the week, hands down.
Really?
Stay away from the trailers. Stay away from any plot descriptions. Try not to look up anything about what it's about. Unfortunately, the trailers do give away the bit. And here's why. So this is a film starring Andy Samberg and J.K. Simmons, Kristen Milioti, and it's amazing. But the concept is basically this. Andy Samberg's at a wedding, and he meets a girl, and a sci-fi element is then intercepted into the storyline, but not sci-fi like you guys think. Think of it more like Groundhog Day. But not Groundhog Day. I think calling it Groundhog Day would be a disservice to the story. There is a time loop element in the story, which I won't give away how or why it's happening, but it is truly remarkable how well this film works. Andy Samberg is so great, and I do want to take 1 second just to plug this movie that I love called Pop Star. Not plug it, but if you haven't seen Pop Star, it's Lonely Island. They did Hot Rod and Pop Star. They were on SNL. They're great. They produced this film. And Samberg is fantastic. If you can, go in blind. Try not to know anything about it. You will be so entertained trying to figure out what the bit is and then how the film kind of comes to the end. So I loved this movie. I think people will really enjoy it. It's a big surprise. It's on Hulu this weekend. So as we're noting here, guys, this is important to note. We've been reviewing films on this show for the past few months that have been VOD. As I mentioned, you have to go to different services to rent them. All three of these are on specific platforms this weekend. You have to go to Hulu for Palm Springs, have to go to Apple for Greyhound, have to go to Netflix for Old Guard.
Will I be so more entertained by Palm Springs than I was by Hamilton?
Rick, wait, you didn't like Hamilton?
He said it was just okay.
It was
okay. I mean, it's fine. I don't see what all the hype's about, but it was fine.
All right, Cakes, I'm not going to be that guy who's going to like, oh, my God, how didn't you like it? I totally get the perspective.
Here's the problem with it, for me personally. It's the intersection of really old history and musicals, which is, those are not...
Both boring.
Those are not really my sweet spots. So to combine the two, it was... I definitely missed the last 15 minutes. I was snoozing a little bit.
Cakes, let me ask you this. Over the years, you know, all the movies that I've recommended, you generally don't love musicals, but you generally watch this film. I'm curious what Amy thought, because Amy is a teacher.
I think she liked it more than me, but she didn't think it was, you know, like worth paying $1,000 for a ticket for type good.
Listen, that show is, you're also seeing it way after hype, way after all the, you know, the breaking elements of it.
That's true.
It's a show that was a big deal. I think it still is a big deal. I do recommend people watching it. I loved the Hamilton film. I also saw the original Broadway show with the original cast, so I kind of had that comparison in my head. What did you say?
I said, of course you did. You'd have to pay me a bunch of Hamilton.
I'm sure it was great, but I honestly, I don't care that much about Aaron Burr.
Hey, would Cakes watch a poker musical?
100%.
Oh,
if you cast Mike Mattisau and Daniel Negreanu and Eric Seidel, oh, all my chips are in
there.
You're
going deep. Some of those
names. Maria Ho, get her in there. Yeah,
they're singing, I have the nuts. I have the nuts.
I'm all in. I would give that 100 stars.
Wait, you guys need to make a poker musical for real. That sounds really, really funny.
How would we do that?
I don't know.
I bluffed my stack away.
It's a Johnny Groom's presentation. I mean,
What was your rating on Palm Springs, by the way?
All right, Palm Springs, I gave a 4.5 out of 5. Greyhound was a 4. Old Guard was a 3.
All right, grab one of the DVDs. Let's play DVD roulette.
Yes.
Just right, one. So we're going to do one today.
JP, explain to the audience real fast.
You have thousands of DVDs behind you. Right. Essentially, we're going to play Who Am I amongst the junkies. Yeah, why don't you go over there to the rack on your right hand side? Go to the rack on your right hand side and grab one.
He's wasted the music.
He's wasted so much money.
Here we go. All right. I'm not looking, right?
Puppies.
You're not looking, no.
Right, here we go.
Just imagine if the average price is what, $35? Because he gets Blu-rays.
I would say 20.
He's getting them.
You know, he's charging $35 for a Blu-ray in 2020.
I have no idea. All right, so 20, and he's got about 1,500.
I'm going to say he spends an average of $10 a movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
still a waste of money.
All right, you got to do Who Am I. So you give us clues.
All right.
What is this, like a weekend bit that you've been doing?
No, we did this once last week.
And,
it didn't necessarily go well, but we're trying to refine it.
Trying again? Oh, okay.
DVD roulette.
Okay, this one's going to be tough, but we'll go through it. Directed by Steven Soderbergh is the first clue.
All right. Okay. First, 12 clues we're going to get.
All right, that means did one.
The movie also stars Gina Carano, former MMA star.
Well, she hadn't been in that many movies.
Oh.
Right.
Was it there? There was definitely an action film she was in, right?
Yes.
You are correct. Yeah. The other star of this film is Michael Fassbender and Ewan McGregor.
I'm done.
And Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum's in it, too.
Can you give us the plot?
One word title.
All right.
Starts with an H.
Hating.
Hating. That's the name of the film.
No idea.
H.
JP, can I go again? This one's a little obscure.
Halitosis.
Halitosis. It's called Haywire.
Haywire.
Oh, all right. Six people saw that.
What is Soderbergh's best movie?
Oh, Sex, Lies, and Videotape. No question. Or Traffic.
Traffic's really good.
Yeah, Traffic's good.
Probably
can I do one more, JP?
All right, one more, and then we move on.
All right, here we go.
such just, a nerd.
How about you look at it? You can look at it. We don't have to see it. So you can pick one that's decent.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Not some straight-to-video movie like
Haywire. I got a silly.
He mentioned Gina Carano.
Yeah, I mean, that's your lead, Gina Carano.
I got a silly. All right. The two lead stars in this film are Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt.
Well, Twister.
Oh, it's Twister. It's easy.
Silly!
Oh, my God. Such a dumb game.
I think Doug McKinney gets so sized.
It's either so easy or it's so hard.
All right, Kevin. We appreciate the time.
Later, dude.
That's Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5.
Your brain has gone haywire.
He wants one more. Go ahead.
Glutton for punishment.
The clue. My favorite film of all time and the movie that changed my life at 8 years old.
Terminator 2.
T2. I mean, it's so easy. Come on.
How do you remember that?
Because I know him.
I thought he liked it.
Fox 5.
Took care of the puppies.
Coming up a little bit later. At 8 o'clock, we've got John Feinstein.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pulling author for Fridays with Feinstein. Keep it here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. John Feinstein will jump on at 8 o'clock. We've got Ross Tucker joining us at 8:40. He played for the Redskins briefly during the Spurrier era. We'll talk some NFL with Ross Tucker at 8:40. And at 9:20, Luke Thomas on UFC 251, which has three title fights as they fight on Fight Island in Abu Dhabi. We talked about the Redskins' name and kind of the updates where CBSSports.com reports that Warriors is in the lead with Snyder and some members of the Redskins brass. And if you look at kind of a Twitter analysis of state by state and the favorite choices, it does seem like Warriors is in lead there with Red Tails somewhat close behind. We didn't really talk about the color scheme. So they have talked, it seems like they've talked about sticking with burgundy and gold, but others say just make it a complete fresh start. Where are you guys on with that? Do you have a preference? Do you want to stick with burgundy and gold, or do you make a change?
Well, if I was a huge Redskins fan, which obviously I'm not, I would want to stick with the burgundy and gold.
I like
but if they change the colors, if they announced that we're going to, I don't know, black and orange, I mean, I wouldn't care.
Oh, Valdez would be very excited about that. I just like burgundy and gold because it's distinctive. It's not red, white, and blue. Every other team that sports that color combination. Mm. You have something unique here in D.C. So I would hold on to the burgundy and gold. You're going to revamp it. It's going to look somewhat different, obviously, with the uniform redo. But I would keep those colors.
I'm so depressed about the whole thing that I could go either way. I do see the obvious positives to keeping burgundy and gold and some sort of link to the past. But I could also just see a total do-over, a total start over. But I think they're going to keep the burgundy and gold. I'm pretty confident they're going to do that. It's just, to me, it's just a matter of what's the name going to be.
What if they went with your copperheads? I don't even know what color is a copperhead.
That would fit burgundy and gold, right?
It kind of fits that color scheme.
Well, here's the problem.
They're not, obviously. But
The problem is, that you kind of you want to get rid of all of the Redskins gear, right? You don't want people wearing a racist logo or racist name to the stadium or wherever.
Yeah, well, I don't think the team cares.
Are they going to be like NASCAR and keep people from wearing
the name? No, but you want to discourage it, right? If people think it's offensive. So why would you keep the color? Because then people are just going to wear their old Redskins gear to the stadium.
But don't you think Snyder wants to hang on to something?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I mean, he's already desperate. Been forced. He's already.
I can't
been...
see him changing it to like red, white, and blue or anything like that. Yeah. I can't see it.
I think he wants to hold on to something.
He wants a link to the Redskins, and that link to him is burgundy and gold.
And if people want to wear their old Skins gear, they could just give everybody the finger. They could just wear it. I mean, come on. And I think they probably would encourage it. To wear it to the stadium.
Do you think that he'll? Do you think that he will continue to possibly? I'm just asking a question. Don't attack me.
I'm not.
Will he continue to sell Redskins gear in the team store at FedEx Field?
Maybe in his own way. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's his. It's his property.
Yeah.
Why would you
get it anywhere else?
Maybe
because it's not available
elsewhere.
People are
still going to buy it.
People are going to spend more money on new gear than on old gear.
Is there potential for him to do that? He's a
businessman. But then there's potential for a sponsor saying we won't sponsor as long as he still sells Redskins gear in the team shop.
I mean,
he'd probably get out of that business, but there'll be a secondary market somewhere, right? For all this stuff,
you would think.
I don't think there's gonna be anybody like you can't wear old Redskins gear. No way.
No, there's not.
But if
they're gonna let you into the stadium.
They're not gonna deny you access to the stadium, but you're not gonna blend in if the team colors are red, white, and blue, and you're the donk wearing burgundy and gold.
Right. That's
red,
why they're not gonna get rid of it. Yeah, they're gonna keep it burgundy and gold. I would almost bet my life on it.
But you would make more money by changing the color. People would buy the stuff because if you already have old Redskins gear and you're dead set on wearing it, you're not gonna buy the new stuff anyways.
I agree with you, Valdez. Look, I'm not a fan of the team, but if they decided to go Dodger blue colors, I think that'd be fine. You have a new team name.
I just can't see it.
Look, you're transitioning away from the Redskins.
But Jason, you're doing this
kicking and screaming, guys.
Yeah, but just because you couldn't see it, I mean, you couldn't see them changing the name, which
I know.
They're doing.
It's still surreal to me. You couldn't see
Snyder getting rid of Bruce Allen, which he did.
I know.
Winds are changing.
You guys aren't fans. Fans are not going to tolerate a full color change. The fans are kicking and screaming with this whole thing.
Yeah.
They're not going to tolerate a full color change and just light all your old
But if they went and, look, I'm just throwing out something that's completely different. Let's say they went with the L.A. Dodgers color scheme, classic Dodger blue and white, okay? And Dwayne Haskins has a 35-touchdown season. I'm sorry. Fans are going to respond, and they're going to be buying Haskins jerseys.
They will, but of course. No matter what colors they do, people are going to buy it because they're fans of the team. But the team itself is not going to just light their entire history on fire. And get rid of the team colors. They're just not going to do it.
I bet you $5 they go a new color scheme.
Okay. In.
All right.
Put it in the book.
Now, if they add like a black or something, I don't think that counts. But if it's burgundy and gold are the primary colors.
Well, didn't Keim report that they're going to stay burgundy and gold?
Well, I don't know.
They're leaning towards it. I mean, they're leaning towards it.
Yeah. I would assume they are. Skins fans are not going to tolerate a complete blow up of this franchise. They're just not.
Is there anybody that would like a different color if they change the color, something besides red, white, and blue? Because there's already like five teams in NFL that use red, white.
I mean,
and blue.
I would assume if you're going to completely get away from the Native American imagery and you're going to call yourself Warriors, maybe you do like a camouflage color scheme. You know, military Warriors.
I think you have to have black in it if you're going to change
part
it.
Of it. I don't know.
It's going to be burgundy and gold, fellas. Sorry.
I agree.
It's going to be burgundy and gold, and it is a very good chance it's going to be Warriors. Well, I just don't know what the logo is going to be.
It'll be burgundy and gold or boring red, white, and blue. One of those two. It's not going to be some weird Baltimore Orioles-esque orange and black. They're not going to look like the Flyers all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
I think that it's likely that they'll stick with burgundy and gold, but I don't think you would have that bad of a reaction over time. I'm looking. We just put an instant poll here on Adjuncts Radio. Would you be okay with the Redskins organization moving away from burgundy and gold?
Yeah.
59% say no. So more people say no than yes, but that still leaves 41% early on, just after 3 minutes.
Well, let's just hit the phones. People could chime in on it. But I think that non-Skins fans could care less. So they'll be like, yeah, sure, change the colors.
Right.
Look, I don't like burgundy and gold. I think the colors stink. I hate them, but it's the team. It's the team colors.
That's still, those are the memories you've had for watching this
team. Yeah, I mean, they do red, white, and blue.
For 50 years.
It's too played out, like you say.
And again, I think it gets back to Snyder. I think Snyder wants to hold on to that. He's being bullied into changing the name.
Yeah, he's doing this kicking and screaming.
He doesn't want to be bullied into changing the colors and the name.
I mean, hell, he wants to keep HTTR, which is so dumb. I mean, allegedly, at least fans do. Fans are crazy about HTTR.
Yeah. What are those trolls going to put at the end of their Twitter bios now?
I don't know.
All I'm saying is if they went with something radical, what if all of a sudden, you know, Snyder just says, you know what, I like Wolverine, the character. I like the Michigan Wolverines in college football. Right. I'm going to call us the Washington Wolverines.
Right.
And they change their color scheme. I'm sorry, people are going to buy the jerseys and people are going to buy the hats.
It's not a matter of are they going to buy it.
They're also going to buy the burgundy and gold with the Warrior logo, too.
Yes. They're going to buy whatever. It's not like they're not going to buy it. But it's just too much of an upset. Like, you know what I mean? You're blowing it up too much. Then there's, like, no link to the past.
It's possible.
Like, then it's like the Ravens. The Ravens have no link to the Colts. Does anybody feel like there's a link to the Colts?
No, none whatsoever.
No, but they have a great fan base. And by the way, the Colts resurface in Indianapolis, so it's a little different.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like the Colts.
Okay, well,
it feels like a totally new franchise.
Do the Nationals feel like the Expos?
Well, there's a Ring of Honor in the stadium for the Colts.
Okay, but do you feel like that there's any real link to
the Colts when
you're watching?
I was 1 year old.
Right,
I'll tell you, my dad has a fond memory of Johnny Unitas.
Of course he does, but I don't bet you he doesn't really link the Ravens to him. The Ravens are just a brand new franchise.
No, you link them to the Colts. Like I grew up. The reason why a Colts fan is my dad was a Baltimore guy, and I liked Burt Jones and Lydell Mitchell and Roger Carr. Those are my guys.
Right, and you have no link to the Ravens. You have no love or connection
Correct.
To the Ravens.
I probably
right?
should have just stuck with the city.
I mean, Valdez
would have had more dubs.
Valdez is basically rooting for the Cleveland Browns that got relocated. He's a Browns fan that have been repainted black and purple.
JP, yes. Do you remember Roger Carr's uniform number with the Colts?
I'm going to guess 81.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Good pull. I don't know. Are people calling in, Drabby?
I love Roger Carr.
Should we touch the people and see? Yeah, where do they stand on the color change?
Yeah, would you be okay with a color change? 800-636-1067.
I only want to hear from, like, diehards. Like, actually, the worst people on earth that have HTTR in their bios.
Yes. Well, of course, that's self-selective. Of course they're going to say.
Well, those are the real – those are actually the diehard fans.
Okay, but
a guy like you doesn't care.
I understand,
for the franchise.
You have 60,000 people watching games in person. And many more watching at home, they're not all diehard fans. Some of them are more casual fans.
Right. Well, you have to at least say the Skins are your favorite team. You have that at least.
A lot of people go to games.
You can't have an opinion on this if the Skins aren't your favorite team. That means anything. Like, your opinion on this means nothing. It means nothing because you have nothing invested in the franchise.
I root for them to win games because
for bonuses.
It helps our bottom line.
Barely do.
Well, if that's the case, then you can't use the Baltimore example because you have nothing, you know, skin in the game with that.
Well, right? I wouldn't tell you what you should name it or if you should change the colors. I'm just telling you there's no link to the past. Ravens are a brand new franchise. There's zero link to the Colts.
There's no link to the team Colts, but there's link to Baltimore football.
To Baltimore football, right. It's just weird, though. It's just different.
Right. It's very different. It's strange.
Yeah. So I think the Redskins fans don't want to just completely sort of erase and move on from the Redskins history.
Valdez, how quickly did your father become a Ravens fan? Or was he still holding on to the Colts?
In 1 second. I was not allowed to – when growing up, so the closest team to us was the Redskins. And believe it or not, my brother who was 5 years older than me.
Your brother, what's his name
Michael
again?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Was like the quasi Redskin fan.
Yeah.
And then for me growing up, my dad wouldn't let me be a Redskins fan because he saw the mistake with his brother. And then we just watched football. We had no team to root for. And then
you when
the
your brother.
Or yeah. And then when the Ravens
what
came
about
to
Uncle
town.
Kenny?
Uncle Kenny, oh, he's a Bengals fan. I don't know why. I don't know why.
That's got to cause a rift. That's AFC North.
He had a Bengals orange Corvette back in the day.
He loved Kenny Anderson.
But I wasn't allowed to root for a team. And then when they came to town, you know, I was made a Ravens fan.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Eric will check your qualifications first.
Yeah. Can you? Yeah, you'll do like a little... pre-screen.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. No, it has to be your favorite team.
Let's go to Russ in D.C. on line four. Russ, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
What up, Junkies? What's
Russ, up, who's your favorite NFL team?
The Skins, man. Come on. I was born in 1988, the height of everything. Grew up in Southeast. Like, I'm a diehard fan. I've been a Skins fan my whole life.
All right.
I don't care if they change the colors. I don't care if they change anything. Blow it up. Get rid of it. Start over. The Ravens.
Well, you're a weirdo.
The Ravens comparison is actually a very apt one because when they started over with their franchise, Baltimore switched right away. And now you can't see anything but purple. People don't wear Colts stuff in Baltimore. Right. I actually still live in the city, unlike many people who are calling your show. So I would appreciate if they start over from scratch so they can move.
So you don't want anybody to wear a Sean Taylor jersey anymore? You don't want anybody to wear a John Riggins jersey anymore?
No, that is separate from the new franchise, which will be started. Think about this, EB. When the Valor came back to D.C., I know it's a separate thing in the XFL, but look how much...
You're talking about the Renegades or whatever they were.
No, it's talking about the Valor, the Arena
Defenders.
League.
Look how D.C. responded to the Valor and the Arena team. Wouldn't you want to see a city...
D.C. responded to it?
I went
how many games did you, how many games did you go to?
I went to a game.
You got paid.
I went to a game, maybe because guys live way outside of the city, you never went to an actual game, but the city responded to it. And I live in Southeast.
That league is bankrupt.
They play like three games.
I mean, I love Ted, but he was telling us a few years ago that the AFL was going to be the new vanguard of football, and they're no longer playing football.
Didn't they win the Arena League with like a 3-10 regular season record?
There were four teams in the league,
I think
JP.
They did. Yeah.
Seriously.
You can't say that they responded
to
that.
Yeah,
come on, we're talking about Arena League.
That's comical.
The games were fun.
We're begging people to call in, and we just murder them.
They had like 6,000 people average attendance.
Well, you can't say something stupid. You're going to get murdered if you say that.
I know.
By the way, I think 6,000 is a stretch.
Very generous, probably.
Yes.
Right. All right, we got people that want to chime in on the name
here,
change
let's,
or the
let's
color
break,
change.
And then we'll bang out a ton of them next segment.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that. And then we got Feinstein coming up at 8. Don't go anywhere.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Talking about a potential color change. If the Redskins change their name and change their logo, do they stick with the burgundy and gold, or do they change the color scheme? And if they do change the color scheme, if you're a Redskins fan, how would you feel about it? Let's go right back to the phones at 800-636-1067. Right now, it's a pretty close poll, about 400 votes. It's only been up for about 10 minutes. 55% say no, they would not be okay with them moving away from Burgundy and Gold. So, I mean, that's pretty close, 55-45 right
now. Well,
that's
just insanity.
Yeah, but that's still a lot of people. That's still a lot of fans.
That you're getting a lot of non-Redskins fans voting in. Guys like JP going,
they're infiltrating.
I don't care. Yeah, well, make them orange.
I mean, again, you argued with the very first person, a lifelong D.C. resident.
Well, that guy was
a lifelong Redskins fan who said he'd be okay with the color change.
He made idiotic points.
Thank you.
The Valor changed the city.
Right, exactly. Lost all credibility right there.
Let's go to Lance in Orlando on line two. Lance, you're on with the Junkies. What's
up? Some guy in Orlando.
Well, he might be a Redskins fan. Yeah,
there's no Lance. You got to refresh.
Look all right, I want to go to Ann on line seven. She's 94 years old. How about that, Cakes? That might be a record on this show.
That's impressive.
Ann.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. So, Ann, were you born in 1926?
Yes, sir, I was.
That's amazing. Where were you born?
In Maryville, Tennessee.
Wow. That is awesome.
How far is that from, you know, let's say Nashville?
It's near Knoxville.
Oh,
near
Knoxville. Really?
She loves the Vols.
That is so cool.
By the way, Ann, I'm going to Knoxville in August because my daughter wants to look at the school.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You are. Okay,
I'm driving down there.
Ann, how long have you lived in the D.C. area?
I moved here in 1953.
Wow.
Bought my first tickets in 1953.
Right.
And I have only missed 13 games since 1953.
Wow. And so
I love the Redskins, and this really breaks my heart.
It does. The name change.
Well, yes. And I have a whole room of memorabilia for the Redskins.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What's your most prized possession?
It's a lock. You saw Sammy Ball play.
Did you see Sammy Ball play?
100%.
Of course.
I have seen Sammy Ball play.
Who's your favorite all-time Redskin then?
Green.
Darryl Green.
What is your most prized possession where you have all the memorabilia?
Well, I guess the Super Bowl. I have a football with Super Bowl. They all signed it. Of course, it's faded now, but they signed that for me. I've been on the field. I've met several of them. And Sonny Jurgensen belonged to my country club, so I knew Sonny.
Oh. Nice. What country club was that?
Mount Vernon Country Club.
Mount Vernon. Very nice.
And so let's just say that they're going to change the name. That seems like it's inevitable, right?
Yes.
You're just going to have to live with that. Would you be okay with them moving on from Burgundy and Gold?
No.
Thank you.
No, I would not. I love the Burgundy and Gold. That's our colors. There's no reason for we don't have to do these things. I mean, this is America. We have rights, too.
Yeah, but you understand, Ann, that when the sponsors pull the money, it takes the decision out of Dan's hands. He can't do it without the sponsors.
Everything goes back to money.
Right.
It really does.
Right. You know that.
Thank you, Ann.
What is your preferred name if they have to go with a new name? What would your preferred name be?
Sir, I don't know. The Warriors, I suppose. It really, it's like they're taking a part of my life away from me that I just want to go watch my Redskins and live out my life.
Right.
They're what I look for every year I live for the Redskins.
I mean, if Dan Snyder had a heart, he would gift Ann 50-yard line tickets to go watch the Redskins.
Yeah.
Now, that might not be the best thing to give to anybody at this point with COVID, but she should get tickets for the rest of her lifetime.
She can get her own booth where she can quarantine cakes.
Absolutely. Get her own suite.
And how are you protecting yourself from the corona? You staying inside?
Oh, yes. I go out if I want to, you know, but I'm careful.
Good.
But I want to tell you, I carry a Redskin flag on my car. And the other day, I had a
Grandma
call.
Grandma Turpin.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a call from someone, and they said, be careful, because somebody's going to yell at you over the Redskins. And I thought, isn't that a shame?
Yep.
Thank you, Ann.
Just be safe. Be safe out there, Ann.
We love you,
Ann. Thanks so much for calling.
We love you.
Love you, Ann.
Thank you. Keep our Redskins safe.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't believe we have a 94-year-old woman.
Are we crushing in that demo? Are we all over that
she's
demo, fellas?
She's very with it, too. Wasn't
she really is. She's on top
of it. I just saw a picture. Drab sent a picture on the Google Hangout.
How'd you get a picture?
It's on the Google Hangout.
I know, but how did Drab get a picture?
He stalked her IG.
Oh, that's her? I feel like I've seen her before.
Drab fell right into the thirst trap.
He slid into her DMs.
He found her on Tinder.
How'd you find her, Drabby?
Well, I know her last name from the caller ID.
Yeah, there she is. Man. She's got more Redskins gear than
oh,
you
Oh, I
need.
See her. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she does. She looks good, too. Yeah,
is that Trent Reznor behind her?
Kind of looks like it.
Hey, Eric, why did you think I was joking when I said I was going to Knoxville?
Well, just because you keep threatening to go to Memphis and all this.
I've never threatened to go to Memphis.
Or Nashville, wherever the hell it is. Nashville. It's all the same to me.
Well, Nashville I was going to fly to, and then obviously they got canceled.
Right.
Knoxville, I'm actually going to drive to.
Right. Okay.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Andrew's in Manassas on line 3. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey. What's up?
Hey, good. Hey, I was just going to say, if you know, they end up changing the colors and changing the name, they're going to get a new demographic. So, age demographic, that is. So then they'll have a bigger fan base, and then they'll be able to. I mean, who's not excited to see new equipment or new uniforms, new players, and all that kind of stuff, and excited about that?
It'll still be new uniforms with the same colors. It'll still be different.
So, are you a Redskins fan? Are you a current Redskins fan, Andrew?
Am I what? Sorry.
Are you a Redskins fan?
I follow the Redskins. I'm a Ravens guy, but
so you don't count.
You don't count.
Thank you, Andrew.
See, he didn't care.
He wants to disqualify you.
Valdez let that guy through. I can tell.
Let's go to Dom in Manassas. Dom, what's up?
Hey guys, just to clarify, I've been a Redskins fan since I was 5 years old. I have season tickets. Losing the name for me is like going to my grandfather's funeral all over, and it's horrible. I kind of agree with Snyder. Give me something, some link to the past, something of the traditions and the history that I know. And, if they change the colors, I'm not really on board with the name change as it is. I guess I'd go with Warriors if they absolutely had to. But if they change the colors, it would utterly devastate me.
You wouldn't even be able to relate to the team.
It would be, yeah. I mean, I'm having a hard time as it is. Yeah. trying to relate to a team not named the Redskins.
What if you knew this? I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. What if you knew this? I can guarantee you a 12-win season next year and the playoffs if they simply change their name and they change the color scheme. Would you take that?
I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't feel it
like
would
one
not
year.
Feel like my team.
Well, I'm just guaranteeing next year. I can't guarantee 50 years of success.
It wouldn't feel like my team. I mean, for the rest of my life, regardless of who I root for or whatever, the Washington Redskins are my team. And it's bad enough to lose the name, and losing the colors would just it would feel. It may as well be the Seattle Seahawks or the San Francisco 49ers, whomever.
If they change the colors, you almost feel like, yeah, you can just pick a new team.
Thank you, Dom.
Yeah. See, there are more people out there than you think, JP, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Maybe so, but I stand by. Winning cures it all, and they would be fine.
They've been won since 91.
You got to have a link to the past at some point.
You got to stay connected. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a total overhaul, and there's no link. You can't do that.
It might as well be an expansion team, if that's the case.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it would be.
800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take more of your calls a little bit later in the program. But coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.